Preparations continue for next year's rededication of Chief Sheikh's tribal house, but the people in charge of the event have hit a snag, making sure there's enough housing. KSTK's Ariel Van Cleve has the story.
Wrangell's hotels, B&Bs, and lodges are booked solid for the celebration set for May 3rd and 4th, and that's still about 6 months away. As of right now, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, which is spearheading planning for the event, expects more than 700 people to attend. But WCA's Tis Peterman says those are mainly dancers. She says the number of possible attendees continues to climb as word of the event spreads.
And a story about this went statewide that KSTK did, and a local B&B owner calls me up and she said, "What happened this week?" She said, "My phone has been ringing off the hook all day long."
Peterman says the WCA started looking to more unconventional options for housing.
We did have a letter requesting a ferry to be docked here for housing during the rededication to the governor and to the head of the Alaska Marine Highway. They were denied.
She says the request was denied due to issues with liability, a lack of precedence, and scheduling conflicts. Now the WCA office is seeking help from the community. Peterman says they've received about 20 responses so far.
But we're going to need a lot more before this is over. We just did some letters to the churches, to Forest Service, to, well, I think we're going to ask the National Guard Armory, maybe if they could put up a few there. But still, I think we're going to be woefully short.
Peterman says she's hopeful the community will come together to ensure all visitors have a place to lay their head. For now, the office is looking for anyone with spare rooms, apartments, or even RVs for rent. In Wrangell, I'm Ariel Van Cleve.